This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something really crucial for a lot of business leaders out there. It's about digital advertising, specifically for B2B services, and, well, where you should actually put your money to get the best return. You hear a lot about Google search ads versus Google display ads, right? Like, it's one or the other. But maybe thinking like that is kind of a trap. Maybe it stops you getting the most bang for your buck. So our mission today is to cut through some of that confusion. We're going to do a deep dive into search ads. And the Google Display Network, we'll just call them display ads. We're using insights from a great article, Display versus Search ROI, Making Informed Decisions by Joe Medico. The idea isn't just definitions. It's about giving you, the listener, the tools to make, you know, really solid, data-driven decisions for your own business growth, meeting your customers where they actually are.
That's exactly right. Look, the whole digital ad landscape, it can feel like a maze sometimes, can it? Even smart businesses sometimes just guess, or, you know, they stick with what they did last year instead of really strategizing. So what we want to do today, using this article as a guide, is lay out a clearer picture. It's not just what these ads are, but why the ROI can be so different for B2B services. That's the key bit. Understanding that can seriously reshape your marketing and, honestly, your bottom line. Hopefully you'll leave with a smarter way to look at your ad spend.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Let's start with the basics, the real difference between search ads and display ads. We probably all see them, but the nuance is important, right? So search ads, the article lays it out clearly. They're the text ads you see at the top of Google search results, the SRPs. They show up when someone physically types something in, like cloud accounting software for startups. Mm-hmm. If you're searching that, you're not just window shopping, are you? You're basically saying, I have this need, and I'm looking for an answer now. The intent is super high.
And that's the critical thing here, isn't it? The user's mindset. When someone's actively searching Google, they're in what we sometimes call active intent mode. They're on a mission, not just, you know, browsing, for B2B services, which often mean bigger decisions, more money, maybe several people involved catching someone right at that moment. That's invaluable. They're much further along the path to making a decision compared to someone just, I don't know, reading an article online. That difference in mindset, it changes everything for ROI.
It really does. And that leads straight into why the article talks about a definite ROI advantage for search ads, especially for service businesses, yeah. At least for immediate leads. It seems like for getting results fast, search ads usually win. But, like, why exactly?
Spot on. The article breaks down why search ads often deliver stronger immediate ROI. First, it comes back to that high intent. Like we said, these users are pretty much in decision mode. They're looking for something specific. The article gives a great example, targeting IT support for small businesses Dallas. That person isn't thinking about it for next year. They need IT support now. For a B2B provider, connecting right then, that's gold. It's like finding someone who's already decided they need what you sell. Then second, there's clearer attribution. Attribution is just, you know, figuring out what marketing effort gets credit for a sale or lead. With search ads, the path is often pretty direct. Someone searches, clicks your ad, goes to your page, fills out a form, maybe calls. It's relatively straightforward and say, okay, that click led to that lead. And that clarity is absolutely vital for spending your money wisely. You know what's actually working.
Right. So it's not just clicks. It's knowing which clicks actually matter.
Exactly. Which brings us to the third point. Better lead quality. Because the person searching has a clear need they've typed out themselves. The leads you get from search ads, they tend to be, well, better, more qualified. You're not just throwing a wide net. You're attracting people who are actively interested, almost pre-qualified by their search. They're often ready to talk. Think about someone browsing a general business site versus someone searching CRM for scaling startups. The second person is way closer to buying. That difference means higher conversion rates, a smoother sales process. It's how you get predictable leads, which is huge for B2B growth.
That makes total sense. Okay, so if search ads are that good for the immediate high intent stuff, where does that leave display ads? Are they just, you know, not worth it for B2B? They kind of have that reputation for lower direct ROI.
Yeah.
Right, but the article is clear, don't count them out.
No, definitely not. That's the trap, the either thinking we mentioned. Display ads have huge strategic value. They do things search ads just can't. The source says display ads really shine in a few key areas that are super important, especially for those longer B2B sales cycles. First up is brand awareness. Building recognition in B2B, it's a long game. Display ads let you get your name, your logo, your message in front of the right people early on. often before they even know they need to search. Imagine you're, say, a new cybersecurity company. Before a business even thinks about switching vendors, seeing your banner ad on industry websites or LinkedIn again and again, that builds familiarity, trust even. So when they do eventually search cybersecurity solutions, your name isn't completely new, it's familiar. That pre-warming, it's massive.
Yeah, I can see that. It's like laying the groundwork. So what about people who've already, like, checked you out?
That leads to the second big one for display, remarketing. This is incredibly powerful. Someone visits your website, maybe looks at a service page, maybe even starts filling out a contact form, but then leaves. Doesn't convert. Display ads let you kind of gently follow them online. Your visual ads pop up on other sites they visit. It reminds them about you, nudges them back. Hey, remember us. It's about re-engaging people who showed interest but maybe got distracted or needed more time. For B2B, where decisions take longer, remarketing keeps you top of mind. Essential. And the third area is niche targeting. Display lets you get incredibly specific with audience layers. Mm-hmm. It's way beyond just demographics. Think about targeting not just business software fans, but maybe CFOs in mid-sized tech firms who read financial news and downloaded guides on ERP systems.
Yeah.
You can combine job titles, company size, online behavior, interests, all sorts of things. So even when your ideal customer isn't actively searching right now, you can still make sure they see your brand. You're nurturing that relationship quietly over time.
Wow, that level of targeting is pretty impressive. It really highlights how display ads support search rather than just competing, doesn't it? The article really pushes this idea that for longer B2B sales cycles, which often need multiple contacts, more nurturing display is vital. It's relationship building, not just a quick transaction.
Totally. If you look at the whole marketing funnel, display ads are critical. Search captures demand that's already there. Display helps create and nurture that demand. They warm people up, build that trust and familiarity, keep you visible while they're considering options. So when they are finally ready to search, your brand isn't cold. It's recognized, maybe even preferred. It means when they see your search ad later, it hits differently. It's more effective because they already know you, thanks to display. That synergy, that's where the real win is. Display can actually make your search ads work better long term.
That's a really powerful point. It's not about silos. And for, like the article says, growth-focused CEOs, the smartest play isn't choosing. It's using a hybrid approach, combining the strengths.
Exactly. It's a coordinated effort. In this hybrid model, you use each channel for what it does best. Search ads are your closers, maybe. They capture the high-intent folks ready to act now, driving those immediate qualified leads straight into the pipeline. Meanwhile, display ads are doing the crucial groundwork and follow-up, building that initial brand recognition, keeping you visible during the long consideration phase, and running those really effective remarketing campaigns to bring people back. It covers the whole journey, you know, from who are you right through to, okay, let's talk.
Okay, so it's like an orchestrated plan. But for this hybrid thing to work, the article really hammers home the need for clear ROI tracking.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it could get messy trying to figure out what worked when there are multiple touch points, right? Or how do you avoid just, you know, wasting money?
Yeah, you nailed it. That's super important. You can't just run both and hope for the best. You have to measure their combined effect. The source mentions needing things like a unified dashboard or integrated analytics, something that lets you see search and display performance together. You need to track key stuff like CAC, customer acquisition cost. How much does it cost to get a customer via search versus display versus both? And conversion rates, lead quality, the overall ROI for each, and for the whole mix. And this brings up a big question for any leader. How do you make sure your reporting actually proves what's working? How do you connect it back to your actual business goals? It's not just about that last click before someone converted. You need to understand how earlier stuff, like seeing a display ad maybe weeks ago, influenced that final search click. That's attribution modeling. It's about using data properly, validating your strategy, not just going on gut feel. Without that solid joined-up tracking, even a clever hybrid strategy can leave you wondering where your money really went.
Right. That makes the need for really good integrated reporting crystal clear. It's about linking it all back to the business goals and seeing the whole picture. Okay, so to wrap this up for everyone listening today, what's the main thing we should take away from Joe Medico's article and this whole deep dive?
I think the core message is this. If you need predictable, high-quality leads right now for your B2B service, search ads usually give you a better immediate ROI, especially if you nail the keywords and have good landing pages. But you absolutely can't ignore display ads. They aren't just optional extras, they're strategic. Crucial for building your brand over time, nurturing leads through that longer cycle, and making remarketing work effectively.
And what's the secret sauce? The key to making it all work in this complex digital world?
The article really stresses this. The key isn't guesswork. It's constant testing, measuring, and optimizing, always. Digital marketing, it's not static. You can't just set it and forget it. You have to keep adapting based on the data, refining your approach. What worked 6 months ago might need tweaking now. Staying agile, staying data-driven, that's how you maximize your investment. And, you know, this is probably why the source, Double Dome Digital Marketing, mentions that having the right digital marketing partner can be vital. They literally help B2B companies with these data-driven strategies to boost ROI. Expertise helps.
Absolutely. Okay, so for you listening right now, here's something to chew on as you think about your own marketing. Don't just think about where your ad shows up. Think about the mindset of your potential customer when they actually see it. How might really understanding their intent and context change how you approach and evaluate your own digital marketing? That deeper understanding, it could seriously shift your whole strategy and maybe even speed up your growth.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.